Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
Thank you. All right, that was Jackie McLean. Tune called Climax, written by the great Jack DeJohnette. He wrote it and he was playing drums on it. So if you're wondering who's that awesome drummer, it was Jack DeJohnette, who died last week or maybe the week before. Great, great monster drummer. Played on tons of really classic records. And that was from a record called Jackknife, which thankfully Tone Poet, which is a Blue Note reissue series, rescued that record from the not released until 19-mid-80s purgatory, and put it out recently. And I was so happy to get that. It was like, wow, this is a record that I always wanted. I didn't want to listen to that really crummy mid-80s DMM release that they put it out on. And here it is. So treat yourself. Go pick up a copy of Jackknife, which features both Lee Morgan. We heard Lee Morgan in there on that one. And some of the other cuts have Jackie's partner in crime, Charles Tolliver, which is the reason I had to have that record, because Jackie McLean and Charles Tolliver, golly, those records were just fantastic. And you are listening to WYXR 91.7 on your FM dial. This is Let's Get Lost, Wednesdays from 10 to 11, saving lives one record at a time. And we're going to just keep spinning. This is the Larry Sohn Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you. Grinder Tabor Grinder Commercial Construction Contractors is proud to support the 2025 Raised by Sound Festival. As the builder of Crosstown Concourse, Grinder Tabor Grinder supports WYXR's shared goals of building community, whether through the music we enjoy together or the spaces that bring us together. More information at grindertabor.com.
All right, that was Lenny Tristano, a tune called Supersonic. Little 10-incher. Don't know who the guitar player was, but I'm assuming it was Billy Bauer. And the other side of that record is Lee Wiley. So I want to meet the guy that decided putting out a record of Lenny Tristano and Lee Wiley. That's going to sell a lot of copies. And we're going to hear the other side. We're going to hear from Lee Wiley in a minute. I was reading a long essay on Lenny Tristano recently, and what struck me most was what a jerk he was. It's no wonder he recorded, you know, two records and played live, you know, in one club. He didn't work a whole lot. I'm surprised he had students. He taught a lot of people, but he just didn't like anybody. The only person that he admitted to liking was Charlie Parker. Everybody else was a poser and, you know, this and that. And his most famous student was Lee Konitz, who's great, great, great alto player. And they said, what do you think about, you know, Lee's recent record or whatever? And he said, oh, Lee hasn't made a good record that I haven't been, except for the records he made with me. The only good records that he's made were the ones he made with me. All his other records pretty much stink. I'm just like, man, I bet those guys couldn't wait to get away from you. Before that, Donald Byrd, The Chant, a Duke Pearson composition. And he arranged that for Donald and led the singers in the background there. But he didn't play piano on it, which is a little odd to me. You'd think he would have played piano. We did have Hank Mobley and Kenny Burrell. That was called The Chant, which Joe Restivo, my partner in crime up here, did a record release show a few weeks ago up here at Crosstown in the Green Room. And one of the tunes they played was The Chant by Duke Pearson. And so I went home, I'm like, man, I want to hear that song. So there's several different versions out there, but this is the one that I heard first, was this Donald Byrd record called A New Perspective. And Duke Pearson, I think he wrote all the songs. Yeah, I know he arranged them all. And it's a great record. It's really unique. It's got the singers on it, which normally you might say, eh, not my bag. But it really works on this record, in my opinion. I don't know. The critics probably hated it, but whatever. And it started out with Larry Sohn, The Flat Cap, written by Manny Albam. All right, we are dangerously close to the halfway point, which, golly, I feel like I just started. Let's hear some Wayne Shorter. This is called Lady Day. Thank you.
Forgiveness, blushing with desire to die in the twinkling of an eye. Yes, I'll give the devil his dues. He left a good woman alone with the blues.
Illinois Jacquet, Swingin' Home. I've been on a huge Illinois Jacquet kick lately. I went down a rabbit hole and listened. I pulled them all out and listened to all my Illinois records. And thinking, you know, I'm probably going to cull one or two of these because I got a lot of them. And I didn't, but I did go online and buy some more. So he was awesome. He's just awesome. That kind of swing to bop era, he did that so well. I just can't get enough of that guy. Lee Wiley before that, kind of a forgotten vocalist, very popular in her day. That was Alone with the Blues. Start out with Wayne Shorter, Lady Day, written, of course, for Billie Holiday. All right, I'm going to keep spinning here because I'm running out of time. Lee Konitz, I talked about him earlier and his association with Lenny T., and I thought, well, let's hear some of that. So this is Subconscious Lee. ¶¶ All right, I got confused there. That was Med Flory and his orchestra with Slow Boat to China. And before that, we had Stan Levy on a Bethlehem release. It's a great record. I didn't play it. Most of them have Dexter Gordon as the tenor player. That one did not, but I wanted to hear the version of Monk's Ruby, My Dear. I don't know why I had to. I became obsessed with that, even though I wanted to hear Dexter Gordon as well. Made around the same time that Dexter made his Bethlehem release called Daddy Blows the Horn. So that was a very fertile period for Dexter Gordon. Canty Candoli on the trumpet there on that cut. And before that, we heard from Benny Green, the great trombonist. That was called Whirl Elixir. And we started the whole thing out with Lee Konitz, Ice Cream Konitz. Subconsciously is the name of the cut. And it did have Lenny Tristano on piano, so this would have been, in Lenny's opinion, one of his good records. Because, you know, I was on it. All right, I have wound down. I've wasted or enhanced, depending on your viewpoint, another hour of your week. So I hope it's the enhancement category, not the wasting category. But I'll leave that up to you. As always, we would appreciate it if you would become a member of the station and support us with a donation. And really, more importantly, you just being on the rolls and showing up as part of our radio listening family, whether you live in Memphis, Tennessee, or in Sweden, it doesn't matter. Become a member and be counted. So, I'm going to leave you with Yusef Lateef, a tune called Meditation. It's got Wilbur Hardin on the trumpet, Hugh Lawson on the piano, and playing the balloons. And I don't know, I don't remember on this cut if he's playing the balloons, but there are some cuts on here where Hugh Lawson is playing the balloons, and it's really cool. I hope he's playing the balloons on this cut. So, as always, thank you for listening, allowing me to serve your listening needs. Thank you for your dollars and your ears. And I am down the road. Thank you. Mm-hmm.